Just about every convenience store sells soft drinks, and you can usually find a selection to fit just about anyone. However, a trip to this store is far different because all of the pop comes in bottles, and you've got over 700 unique choices from which to select. The story is today's edition on the American Countryside.
Whether you are a serious collector of antiques and the classics or just love old farm machinery, Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide is the one resource you'll enjoy. This book is jam-packed with prices, facts, and stories about all kinds of antique and classic farm equipment from the early 1900s to 1978. For only $29.95, you can use Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide as a trusted and valuable resource in pursuing your antique iron passion. Call 877-847-9599 or visit shopfarmjournal.com.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
In Arcadia, Oklahoma, along historic Route 66, you'll find a relative newcomer to the business scene, a place called Pops.
A lot of them are arranged by flavor, and then we also have them arranged by color. Just with the wide array that we have, they're kind of hard to categorize sometimes.
Marty Depke is speaking of over 700 flavors of soda pop that you'll find at this diner and store.
It's pretty amazing. There's a lot that are still out there. The Moxies, the Knee-Highs, Nesbitts, Spiffy Cola, Double Cola, some of those that have been around for years and years and years.
You certainly will see those old brands that are sometimes difficult to find, but Marty says they are stocking a lot of new sodas to hit the market as well.
Over the last probably 10 years or so, with the craft beer explosion, you've also seen a craft soda explosion. So a lot of these places that brew beer will also brew, you know, kind of a specialty craft soda. And with that boom, you've seen more of the nostalgic brands and more of the private brands that have started to come around.
There seems to be a pop explosion, if you will. Suddenly, a place like Pops seems to be overwhelmed with just how many different types of pops are out there.
When we started, it was a scrape to get, you know, 400 different types in here, and we've grown quickly from 400 to 700. And honestly, most of the time in our warehouse, we can have upwards of 800 plus different types from all over the world.
So with 700 kinds of pop in the coolers, there are bound to be some unusual flavors for sure. Next time, we take you on a taste test of the unique as we travel the countryside. In Arcadia, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McCray.